Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay and save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like you're running this crazy marathon called life, constantly pushing yourself harder and harder, beating yourself up when you stumble? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower we all possess that can actually help us not just survive, but truly thrive in the face of challenges? That superpower is self-compassion. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving yourself free passes. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. And guess what? When we cultivate that inner sense of compassion, it spills over into our interactions with others, boosting our empathy and helping us build stronger connections. Today, we're diving deep into this powerful combination of self-compassion and empathy, exploring how they work together to create a more resilient and fulfilling life. Buckle up, because this is going to be a good one. First things first, let's talk about self-compassion. Think of it like your own personal cheerleader. Imagine someone you deeply care about experiencing a setback. Maybe they failed an exam, messed up a presentation, or just had a really rough day. How would you respond? You'd probably offer words of comfort, understanding, and support, right? Well, self-compassion is about extending that same kindness and grace to yourself, even when you stumble. Now, empathy comes into play when we recognize and share the feelings of others. It's about stepping outside of ourselves and truly connecting with another person's experience, feeling their joy, understanding their pain, and responding with genuine care. Think about a time when someone confided in you about a personal struggle. You probably felt what they were feeling, didn't you? That's empathy in action. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we explore this powerful duo. 1. Self-compassion is not self-pity. It's about acknowledging your struggles without dwelling on them or letting them define you. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes and faces challenges, and that's okay. 2. Empathy isn't just about feeling sorry for someone, it's about truly understanding their perspective. It's about listening actively, asking questions, and trying to see the world through their eyes. You know, like that scene in The Shawshank Redemption where Red starts to really understand Andy's hope and strength. That's empathy at its finest. 3. Practicing mindfulness can help you develop both self-compassion and empathy. When you're present in a moment, you're less likely to judge yourself harshly or others. Just take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, and appreciate the little things. That's a great start. 4. Kindness is contagious. When you treat yourself and others with compassion, it creates a ripple effect. People are more likely to be kind to you when you're kind to them, and so on and so forth. 5. Remember, it takes time and practice to cultivate self-compassion and empathy. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. You got this. Okay, let me give you a quick example. Picture this, you're at work, presenting a big project to your boss and colleagues. You totally bomb it. Your mind races with thoughts of I'm such an idiot or everyone thinks I'm incompetent. But instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, you pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and remind yourself, hey, everyone makes mistakes. This doesn't define me as a person. I can learn from this experience and do better next time. That, my friends, is self-compassion in action. You acknowledge the setback without letting it crush your spirit. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to remember about cultivating self-compassion and empathy. Treat yourself with kindness, understand others' perspectives, practice mindfulness, spread kindness, and be patient with yourself. Remember, you're capable of amazing things. By embracing self-compassion and empathy, you unlock a world of possibilities. You become more resilient, more connected, and more empowered to live a truly fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion and empathy in your daily life? Share your thoughts and stories with me on social media using the hashtag #mentalfortitudedaily. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.